Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Our last minute Pro Wrestling Podcast SummerSlam Prediction Show. As requested, by our diehard listener, Miss Lorelei Davis. Lorelei, I hope you appreciate it. We got to get this thing out because the show is getting started now. I've been away on vacation all week, have not been able to get an episode to you guys. So this is our SummerSlam prediction show, trying to get it out before the matches happen. It's around the crunch time. So, first match of the night, the betting odds have Andrade Cien Almas being the odds-on favorite in his match with Zelina Vega taking on Rusev and Lana. I think that is pretty much goes without saying. I agree with the odds makers. Almas has got too much potential. He is a budgeting star of the future, and he will absolutely be featured going forward. Rusev, kind of a shame. He's kind of gotten buried, and he has so much of a positive following from the fans for Rusev Day. It would be nice to see him get a better spot on the card, but right now, it's just crowded at the top, and Lana has not matured as a in-ring performer yet. She is probably not going to do very much anytime in the near future, so Almas and Vega take the win tonight. In the match between Daniel Bryan and The Miz is actually the minus 190 favorite, and that is a concern for me. When you look at the odds makers, yes, I think giving The Miz the win is a good booking decision if you were going to continue a feud even longer, because it gives the fans something for Daniel Bryan to chase, and then when he finally wins later, it makes him... It gives him more credibility. However, my concern here is it's interesting with the timing. Daniel Bryan has a contract that's going to expire in a few weeks, and there has not been a formal announcement by WWE that he's sticking around. So with that being said, you have to wonder if The Miz is picking up the win here, because Bryan may not be in the picture going forward. I hope that's not the case, but until we get an official announcement of Daniel Bryan getting a new contract, you just never know. Finn Balor taking on Constable Corbin. This match, I'll be perfectly honest with you, is a throwaway match to me. They've both won on Raw. This match has already been done to death. Baron Corbin, what a waste of an amazing character. They should have let him keep the long hair and still been the tough guy that he's been since he arrived on the main roster. Instead, this buzz-down look and doing this Constable character is ridiculous. It is not effective, and it's not something that I find to be even remotely realistic. I see Finn Balor is the minus 275 favorite going into the match. I see Finn Balor picking up the win as well. Finn Balor may be primed for an opportunity at the Universal Championship sometime in the near future. In the Money in the Bank contract match, I have a problem with WWE booking a match for the Money in the Bank contract, considering that's its own pay-per-view. When you book the contract in a separate match, it almost takes away from the ladder match itself. No, you're supposed to win this thing in the ladder match. You couldn't beat five other guys during the ladder match. Now you're going to get another shot at this briefcase. I don't like the idea. I've never liked that idea when you give a stipulation, taking away the power of that stipulation at a different point in time. I hate that. The odds makers say that Braun Strowman is a minus 260 favorite to take down Kevin Owens. I foresee Kevin Owens upsets Braun Strowman tonight and takes the Money in the Bank contract. Braun Strowman is viewed by WWE as an attraction. He does not need to be Universal Champion, at least in their eyes. I think he should be, but they don't believe that. So I think that Kevin Owens takes the contract tonight. I really do. In the Raw Tag Team Championship, the B team has looked great. They are very much in sync with each other. They are the favorites, minus 290 versus the Revival at plus 210. I see the Revival starting to get some traction in WWE programming. I personally would like to see the Revival upset the B team and take the tag team championship. However, the realist in me is going to side with the odds makers and say that the Raw Tag Team Championship goes to the B team as they retain their championship. For the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Bludgeon Brothers, a minus 140 favorite over the New Day. Going against the odds makers here, I'm going with the New Day to take the Tag Team Championship from the Bludgeon Brothers. The next match on the card, you're going to get to see the Cruiserweight Championship finally on a card that has a match that means something. Drew Gulak, a plus 115 to Cedric Alexander's defense as a minus 155. I think that when we look at this situation, we're going to probably see Cedric Alexander walk out as champion as the odds makers have it. I would actually prefer to see Drew Gulak walk away with the championship. For the United States Championship, Shinsuke Nakamura, a minus 530 favorite over Jeff Hardy's plus 350. Nakamura needs a more substantial ring with that championship. I say Nakamura keeps the title, and we will see Nakamura retain tonight going along with the odds makers. Dolph Ziggler, the minus 125 over Seth Rollins, minus 115. That's as close to a pick'em as they get. Unfortunately, I think the odd piece of business here is Dean Ambrose being in Seth Rollins' corner. A lot of people already predicting that Dean Ambrose will turn on Seth Rollins, costing him the Intercontinental title. I don't see that. I see Seth Rollins winning the Intercontinental Championship and Dean Ambrose turning on him in a tag team match later on Raw or another pay-per-view, and that will be what sets up an Intercontinental Championship feud between Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins going forward. In the SmackDown Women's Championship triple threat match, Carmella, the plus 110, Becky Lynch, plus 175, Charlotte Flair, a plus 255, Carmella, the favorite to win. I see Becky Lynch walking out, upsetting Carmella, and taking the Women's Championship as it should be. She has earned her spot on the roster. Give the woman an opportunity to be the champion. In the Raw Women's Championship match, Alexa Bliss plus 220 versus Ronda Rousey's minus 300. I think they finally give Ronda Rousey the championship win here. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I think that's what they're going to do. Ronda Rousey will win tonight. She'll take the Raw Women's Championship. In the WWE Championship match, AJ Styles, the minus 450 champion, defending against Samoa Joe, the plus 320 underdog. I see AJ Styles retaining as well. They are making that WWE Championship so critical, so much value, and there's so much equity built into it. It would be a bad idea right now to give it to Joe. I think what you do is AJ wins at SummerSlam, so he wins at the big pay-per-view, and Joe wins the championship from him at the next show. And the big one everybody's talking about, Brock Lesnar, the plus 120 versus Roman Reigns, the minus 160. The news has been a buzz that Brock Lesnar has been negotiating with WWE to work both WWE and UFC. That is what he wants. There is a key role for Paul Heyman to play in this match. I think, in my mind, I have Brock Lesnar win the match and end the feud with Roman Reigns tonight. Brock Lesnar defeats Roman Reigns, retains the Universal Championship. Tomorrow night on Raw, Brock Lesnar walks out talking about how he's conquered everybody, and he will have Braun Strowman come out, attack Brock Lesnar when he's trashing the business, or have Roman Reigns come out and attack Brock Lesnar, because Brock always gets the upper hand. And when Brock is beat down, the opportunistic Kevin Owens cashes in Money in the Bank on Monday Night Raw and takes the Universal Championship from Brock Lesnar, getting his rematch he never got when he lost the championship to Gold. Check back with us every week for our episodes. We'll try to keep you guys up to date on the latest wrestling news and rumors. Until next time, everybody, take care. Enjoy the pay-per-view.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.